Numbers chapter 31. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Avenge the children of Israel for the Midianites, and afterwards you shall be gathered to your people." That is, he was going to die. So Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian, to execute Yahweh's vengeance on Midian." This was in vengeance for the way that their women, the Midianite women, had encouraged the men of Israel to commit sin with them, which they did, which led to God's cursing of the people. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 from every tribe. So there was 12,000 men altogether. So they warred against Midian, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian, Evi and Rechem, Zer, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian, Balaam also, the son of Beor, they killed with the sword. It was Balaam who had advised, I think, the Midianites to do this. He was so desperate to get money, because he'd been promised money if he could curse Israel, and he can't curse Israel, and so he says, I know what, get your women to make the men of Israel sin, and then God will curse them. So he was a pretty awful man, and he did it just because he loved money. Just think of all the awful things that are done because people love wealth and love money. Do not love wealth, do not love money. So the Israelites took captive the women of Midian and their little ones and all their goods and cattle. They brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest. Moses was angry with the officers of the army and said, "Why have you saved the women alive? It was these who caused the children of Israel, through the advice of Balaam, to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor. And so the plague was among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the girls who have not known men by lying with him keep alive for yourselves. Encamp outside of the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person and has touched any dead body, purify yourselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. As to every garment and all that is made of skin and all things made of wood, you shall purify yourselves." So what they're being told is that they are not to just grab all the spoil for themselves. They are to cleanse it. And there is to be a period of cleansing. It's called delayed gratification. They were to not just grab and think, I grabbed it, it's mine. No, they were to leave it for a period of days and only then take it to themselves. Well, out of all the spoil they took some of it as a kind of a tax to God. And it was given to God. And this is how it should be, that whatever you pick up on life's way, you do not keep totally for yourself. Because they were given here a huge amount of spoil. And it would have been quite selfish to actually keep it all for themselves. And so they offered the booty, as it were, parts of it, to God. And Moses and Eleazar took the gold of the captains of thousands and hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting for a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh.